This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Our websites, which is, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and naturally A21R.com. Okay, just tons of things going on. President Trump, Florida rally tonight. A lot of parties going on. Certainly people in the New California are doing lots of partying and waiting and watching for the announcement to happen. People will be gathering around in various places, pizza parlors and other sundry locations throughout the great state of California and New California. People joining together, right? Anyway, this is interesting. Got all kinds of weird things happening. It says, a bandit's goodbye. Burt Reynolds, Powell recalls legendary. Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Officer was down. Cop in fatal Costco shooting had been knocked out, says lawyer. Great. Oh, this is just some. I'm just perusing some of the things that are out there. Let's get into I didn't get to it yesterday. I did get into it in the last hour, but this hour I promise you to do that. And that, of course, is what is going on with this whole thing about Donald Trump. And yeah, he's coming out. He's announcing, right? It's a big deal today. So I guess the thing is, if he's going to run for president, well, he is. He's going to announce it. He's going to run for president. We know that. What is his theme going to be during this campaign? What should it be? Think about it. Well, one thing's very, very clear to me, the anti-socialist theme, the wall theme, build the wall, do all the things there. And by the way, we're going to update you if we get more information on the pronouncement that he came out with earlier today, a tweet yesterday. I guess it was yesterday. Well, I don't know if it was yesterday or not. Maybe this morning, bright and early. Says that he's going to basically round up the usual suspects. Those that people that need to be deported will be deported, according to the president. And he's made that pronouncement with a tweet. Of course he did. Public policy by tweet. That's what we have. And I like it, quite frankly. I know it drives some people nuts. You got to do it the old way. See, this is when you find out the Democrats really are conservatives. Oh, you need to do it the old way. None of this Twitter business. If that doesn't sound conservative, I don't know what does. So, what's going to happen with his campaign, and how is it going to shape up?
All right, joining me now, House Minority Leader, Whip, Steve Scalise, wishful thinking, and Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, you are in Orlando tonight meeting with the Trump team. What will his message be tomorrow? You heard my little bit of advice there.
Yes. I think your advice is on target. He can't help but kind of take some shots at the media. That does gin up the crowd a little bit, and it keeps them not honest, but it keeps them on their toes. But, Laura, he's had an incredible record, as you pointed out. But here's the key. In 2016, 62,980,160 people voted for the president. Some took a chance. Remember, he said to some, hey, what do you have to lose? Some weren't sure in the conservative community or the Christian community. And now, Laura, all of those people are family. Every one of those 62,980,160 people have bought in because President Trump said what he was going to do. Then he did what he said he was going to do because that's what you're supposed to do. Politicians have never done that. Say what you're going to do. Do what you said you're going to do because that's what you're supposed to do. He's kept every promise. And these people, all those 62,980,160 are with him. Multiply that by now. How many bring more people to him? I can tell you just in Texas, people I knew from the business community thought he was too conservative. People in the conservative community thought he was too moderate. Go down the list. They're all now in. And I gross that up by 15-20% more. It now puts him at 75 million votes. That's why he gets reelected. He said what he was going to do. He did what he said he would do. And that's what he was supposed to do. And people respect him for that. And they're now family. I've told him that. I've had a privilege to be in the limousine with him several times. And I've told him that. They're now with you, Mr. President. They know you. They love you. They're not going to leave you. And they're going to bring more people to the tent.
Congressman Scalise, everyone's obsessing on these polls, some battleground polls. Trump internal polls supposedly said something. Pollsters got let go. I don't really care about the polls right now, although I do think Trump's numbers on the overall approval can be higher and should be. You don't want your approval with this economy, anywhere, I think. You want it up in the high 40s at least, and it really should be 50. We don't have an honest media, though. I mean, if we had an honest media, the numbers would be higher. But what is your take now when the Democrats are committing money to states like Texas? Dan is a lieutenant governor of Texas, but Texas, is that in any way in play, or is that just pie in the sky thinking for the Democrats?
Well, Laura, first of all, I go back and look at some of those same polls in 2016, and those were the same people who were saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton was going to walk away with Michigan. Wisconsin wasn't even in play. And oh, by the way, Florida and Ohio were going to be razor thin close. And so I would go to those states when I would travel around as helping out other congressional candidates. And I would come back home and people would be depressed and they'd say, I've seen these polls and they say there's no way Trump can win. And I'd say, I just came from Pennsylvania and people are so fired up about this president's message. And at the time he was a candidate. And what he's done, Laura, his message, he's followed through on it with real commitment in terms of making people's lives better. As you talked about, so many things that President Trump has to tout in terms of what he's done to help every segment of our society, from the lowest income to people who gave up hope altogether, people that left the workforce, the millions and millions of people who didn't even show up in the unemployment rolls that are now working. They're part of the American dream. And if I could sum it up anyway, Laura, what President Trump has done, not just all the individual things you can tout, is he fought for the forgotten men and women. He made government work for the people who had been left behind in the Obama economy. And so that's what, if all of the other things that you can add up, he's got a lot of great accomplishments he can tout. But the fact that he actually went and fought for those people who had given up on government, that's what he, I think, is his greatest achievement of so many great achievements.
Now, Dan, you say no, but here is what Joe Biden says about where he can beat Trump.
I plan on campaigning in the South. I plan, and if I'm your nominee, winning Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, believe it or not. And I believe we can win Texas and Florida if you look at the polling data now. I have no intention of walking away if I'm the nominee.
Not a prayer, Laura, in large part because of prayer, I might say. Look, the Hispanic population, heavy pro-Catholic, heavy evangelical, will not vote for a Democrat who is pro-abortion. They're no longer the party of pro-choice. You know, make it, rare but safe. No, they're the pro-abortion party. So take all the Hispanic voters in Texas and the South. Trump wins easily 40-50% of them. Take the African-American vote in the South. Their jobs, the economy is better. They're doing better. There is no way with the leftist socialist policies that Joe Biden will have to tout to get through the primary that anyone in Texas or Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia or South Carolina, North Carolina are going to vote for these people.
All right, I got a quick Scalise here.
Sure.
Congressman, real quickly. I mean, this record is an unbelievably strong record. The economy is about as good as it can be. I mean, maybe it can get stronger, but it's an amazing economy. Anyone who says anything else is just...
When we come back, we'll hear from Scalise. Remember, he was the guy they tried to assassinate. Remember that in the baseball field? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, what is Trump's strategy going to be for the election? And in the last segment, we're listening to interview with Laura Ingraham and Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Steve Scalise, Representative Steve Scalise. Remember, he was the one who was shot on the baseball diamond a year ago. Everybody was wounded. He got his hips really shattered. I mean, it really is amazing that he's up and around doing what he's doing. But he took some serious shots. I mean, serious shots to the body, to his hips primarily. So he has to walk now with a cane, unfortunately. But man, has he stepped up against all that stuff. So what should the message be in the Trump campaign, I guess, is what they're talking about. And they were talking a little bit about the South and Texas and what's going to be happening in the Carolinas. So it brings up some pretty good points. And I'm talking about Dan Patrick from Texas, about how the Catholics, many of the Mexicans are Catholics, and they pretty much dominated with their conservative Protestants, basically, will win the day in Texas and in other states in the South, primarily, for Donald Trump. But, you know, here you have Joe Biden thinking, no, he's going to win them all. This is such a setup for 1984 all over again, when Ronald Reagan, I think, won 49 states. I think we're going to see this. Now, Steve Scalise is going to weigh in. Let me get you some volume so you can hear him. I'd like to hear what he has to say about the prospects for Donald Trump and what strategy he might employ. Of course, if we can get it to work. It's always good when the machine is supposed to work, right? Right. I love it when a party comes together. We got 1 minute left to hear Steve Scalise, and we can't make it work. The heck is that? What the heck is that all about, right? So now we got to play through the whole cartoon business here, part of Steve Scalise's presentation here. Anyway, so Steve Scalise is kind of an interesting character, and you probably remember that shooting. A Democrat came, I think he was all the way from Minnesota or something like that, drives all the way to Washington, D.C. with an AR. And it starts picking off the Republican baseball team. Remember, it was in the spring of 2017. And you always have this game between the Republicans and the Democrats there at the National Stadium. And they were out of practice early in the morning. The guy shows up at the ballpark there in Maryland and starts picking off people. And it was two security people that they had guns, and with their guns, with their pistoles, they stopped the guy. There could have been a lot of people killed, but of course that wasn't the case. Many people jumped on board and saved everybody's life, if you will. And they're going to get Steve Scalise here right about now. We're going to pump up the volume for Steve Scalise. Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, maybe it can get stronger, but this is an amazing economy. Anyone who says anything else is just lying.
She's finishing up with right. Patrick.
Is there anything you would suggest that the president might do differently to make women feel more comfortable about voting for him, who may be, for whatever reason, a little bit antsy about some of the tonality issues?
Well, Laura, I think as long as the president keeps talking about some of the things that he's fought for, that suburban women all across the country that you talk to are concerned about, they want a secure country. They want a border that's secure. And President Trump has fought harder than any president, Republican or Democrat, in recent memory to secure the border. They see these caravans coming in. The fact that President Trump fought to stop human trafficking, Laura, I think the president can talk a lot more about what he's done to combat human trafficking with real results that he's been able to deliver for people. That's something that's real important. And then something else that's really important to not only suburban women, but men and women, families across this country, are health care costs. The fact that President Trump is fighting to lower health care costs
right. He's
while protecting pre-existing conditions. conditions. And the Democrats want what they call Medicare for All, which is literally socialized medicine.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. I really appreciate it tonight.
Ah, let's go back to Gavin Newsom. Steve Scalise makes the point right there. That's why I wanted you to listen to it. Socialized medicine. And what is Gavin Newsom doing right now? Socialized medicine in California. And that's supposed to set the stage for him nationally in 2024. See how these things are working. But they're well recognized. And, of course, nationalized Medicare is not going to happen. If you, I mean, this whole socialism model for medicine is not going to work. We know that Obamacare is a dismal failure. It's been a waste. And what has it done? It's disenfranchised a lot of people out of their medical coverage. That's to be sure. If Trump takes that one on, as he should, I think he'll really. I think the Democrats will really be rueing the day they brought that whole notion up again. It's just Obamacare all over again. And in California, the interesting twist is it's for illegal aliens. They just passed a bill for that purpose. Medical coverage for those, 19 to 25 or something like that, if you're an illegal alien. And who pays for it? The other people at the other end of the age spectrum, me, right, will be aced out of any kind of opportunity to have medical benefits extended to them, who are citizens of the United States living in California. See how socialism works? How these people twist the realities of socialism? That's exactly what they've done here. So will Trump stop that? He will. He will not allow that to stand. You can bank upon that. That is a fact, Jack. Okay, the other thing, too, though, I find absolutely amazing the number of people that are standing out waiting for this to all happen here today. The 2020 launch machine with huge crowds, as it says, massive war chests and slumping poll numbers. I'm not buying the poll numbers. I didn't buy the poll numbers in the last race, and don't you buy them either. Everybody's got a poll. Everybody. And again, you've heard me talk about this. I have several polls that I use that I think are very discerning polls and consistent polls, Rasmussen being one. I like the USC one also. Those are my top two polls because I think they're the most qualified and the most consistent and the most accurate that I've discovered. So I use those two. Watch for the attach the USC something or another poll to it. It's usually the title out of USC, University of Southern California, and one of the other affiliates. There's a couple of affiliates they put together this poll. It's really a good poll, and it's very, very predictive of what could possibly be. So you want to have those kinds of predictors out there, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to have all these inconsistent polls that are just basically polling organizations. Listen, anybody can set up a poll. I could do one. And people listen, the Paul Preston poll says. You know, you have to be, but you know, when Paul Preston doesn't have the right data, and you have a whole bunch of people who don't have the right data, what are you believing? You're believing the wrong data. But that's what they do. They get a whole bunch of polls that confuse you and everybody else, and they think, oh my God, look at what this is. Trump's falling in the polls. He's 30,000 points below Joe Biden. Shocking. Really? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, your passcode for Agenda, MyPillow 800-266-4715. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We are back. Little slip of the throttle there. We're going to try and chime in. Somebody told me just a second ago, by way of my text machine, there's Trump Live Business on YouTube. So we're gonna see if we can tap into that. Just to see if that's the case. We're cheeking it out right now. But we're not getting anywhere. Doesn't seem to be. Anyway. But you never know how these things might add up. The mega things, right, going on for the Trump campaign. This is an exciting day. This is the kind of stuff, not too much if I was doing a thing for... not too much of a fan of Obama, of course. But it's something that to be watched. So we're going to try and get tuned into Trump here a little bit and see what happens. And see where the live business... There's no live things happening right now. So we're going to jump into live. Lindsay testifies to Trump. On Trump's trade policy, though, that's no big deal. President Trump and Poland's president, no, that one. Okay, anyway, I want to go back, though. I want to do this one because this is what was on the schedule. Keeping with our theme for what is happening with the Gavin Newsom of the world and the California thing and all that stuff, because it's all coming to you, by the way, in the other states. So it's unless we stop it, right? Unless we stop it. Here we go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. For generations, California symbolized everything that was fantastic, was great about America. It was the most beautiful place in the world, snow-capped mountains, pristine beaches, lush inland valleys. But it was more than a vacation spot. California supported the biggest middle class in the country. It had an education system, the envy of the world. It had gleaming infrastructure. California was a state that made the American dream a reality. Now, the state of California is known for a very different set of images. Needles and feces in the street, a dying middle class, the country's highest poverty rate. Policies that prioritize illegal aliens over ailing American citizens. California is still a symbol, but today it's a symbol of everything that has gone wrong with this country. Trace Gallagher joins us tonight with the latest from the once golden state. Trace?
And Tucker, for Governor Gavin Newsom, California is humming along nicely, apparently, and he now says the Republican Party is heading into the waste bin of history. Quoting here, America in 2019 is California in the 1990s. The xenophobia, the nativism, the fear of the other, scapegoating, talking down or past people, the hysteria. And so we're not going to put up with that. We're going to push back. Newsom ended by saying, quote, what we're doing is working. I think Democrats are winning right now. Apparently, somebody forgot to remind the governor that 40% of his state's population lives near poverty and that having among the highest country taxes in the country and cost of living isn't exactly giving them a leg up. And there's this. July 1st, California drivers will pay 6 more cents a gallon for gas taxes. That's on top of the 12 cents last year and on top of already having the highest gas prices in the country.
Oops. Sorry, Gavin. We just have to bring some reality to our conversation from last hour.
Doesn't appear drivers are winning. Also on July 1st, California begins background checks on customers buying bullets. The cost, $1 for every purchase. The check is meant to quickly return information on restrictions like a felony conviction. And non-California residents can no longer buy ammunition here, period. Finally, a study by homeless advocates say people on Skid Row have less access to bathrooms than Syrian refugees, a problem which is vividly apparent to everyone in L.A. and San Francisco. But putting in more mobile bathrooms just in Los Angeles would cost $57 million a year. In other words, it's not going to happen. Got to believe the homeless don't feel like they're winning either. Tucker.
What a disaster. Trace Gallagher, thanks a lot for that. While California wages war on its own middle class and tries to build men's rooms that cost as much as houses, the governor doesn't see a problem with the state, as you just heard. Tens of thousands of middle class families have fled and are continuing to flee every year. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom travels to Central America, telling his citizens his priority is helping people there. As the state disintegrates, Newsom says Donald Trump's version of the Republican Party is what's headed into the waste bin of history. Maybe so, but California is going to get there a lot earlier.
If you understand,
Tucker, it's there, as you know. I mean, I wanted to get Tucker's perspective because I was listening to it last night on the way to my meeting where I spoke. And this is all true, of course. You talk about a guy who's delusional. This Gavin Newsom is absolutely in la-la land. He's very delusional. And, of course, that's dangerous. It's dangerous. But, you know, what's going to catch up with him is the financial problem. The financial problem for California. It's already here. It's building. It's mounting. They're not telling us the true facts about the income that's coming in from taxes. They're telling us some, you know, but it's not the best of situations. So all of the things that's happening in California can happen in America. This is the whole problem. That's why Donald Trump has got to make a stand in California. Donald Trump will make a stand in California. He will. And he'll come out to California when the timing is right. I don't see it in the near future. I see it maybe in January, February, March-ish, around that time frame when he'll come out initially. And I think he's going to have some incredible announcements at that point in time. Well, and I can guess what it would be, but it would be a little bit premature And I certainly would not want to upstage him or anybody else who might be involved with those announcements. I'm pretty sure he's going to make some big, big announcements at that time around the beginning of the year that's going to absolutely send people through the roof. And if you're a Californian and you want to make sure you have a better place, well, Donald Trump's about to, I think, give you that opportunity. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. I can stick to my opinion. I can have my opinion and tell everybody, like Gavin Newsom, stick it. Okay. So anyway, glad Tucker made that, got that all straight with us. Some other things around the president, though. Manafort headed for Rikers, then the Justice Department intervened. Okay, so what this means is Paul Manafort did not go to Rikers Island, which was exactly what the Obamaites wanted to have happen to him. That did not happen. That they changed it. Then the Justice Department. I hate it when this happens, don't you? I mean, in other words, the Justice Department is going to take care of Mr. Manafort. I think there's going to be charges dropped against Manafort at some point in time. I think he's definitely going to get out. I really do. I think that there's going to be some big stuff happening. The stock market investors are saying that they haven't been this bearish since the financial crisis of 2009. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're going to send more troops to the Middle East. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Decline in comedy at the box office? No. Films bomb, stars fade. I had this up last week as a story because this is fast becoming a big deal. And last night, just so happens, we were talking about all these Trump watch parties tonight for New California. And I had a very interesting conversation with people in Los Angeles. When we come back, I'll share it with you because it has a lot to do with the box office and films that are bombing. I wonder why. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I was going to bring it together so that you understand a couple of things that are happening. In the media, in the movie business, and all over, there's a smattering all over, and has been for several days, on the Drudge Report about topics dealing with the movies and music, and you know they always have these kind of things out there, but there's a real central theme that is really developing right now in the last couple of weeks in particular, and I wanted to address this because I think it's very important to understand what is happening to the shape shifting that's going on in California vis-a-vis the Republicans and Democrats. And what we're finding in the New California Movement about the Democrats, okay, well, about every all, of, but the Democrats in particular. This is what we. This is some of the stuff, and I'm going to read. This is coming from the bottom up. It says here: echoes of Jaws as Cape Cod learns to live with rise of great white shark. Interesting. Okay, that's a movie thing. The Rock. I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Big picture of him there with the shades on, American flag on the chest, and tattoos all over. Boom, J.J. Abrams nears $500 million deal with Warner Media. Okay, who is J.J. Abrams? I have no idea. But, you know, that's a big number. That's $500 million with Warner Media. Okay, this is the kind of money we're talking about, just on the surface of this movie business stuff, right? Here's another one, and this is a visa relative to California. Fate could shape future of Silicon Valley. That is in regards to the inside Backpage.com vicious battle with the feds. Big story about that, Backpage.com. Silicon Valley. Get it? Okay. Will Ferrell trouble getting movie made. Ding, 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 ding. Next one up. Films bomb, stars fade. Not funny. Decline of comedy at box office. Get the drift here? Okay, and I'm gonna go to the films bomb business because I think this is emblematic of what I'm trying to get to. Late night and the decline of comedy at the box office. Is Netflix really to blame? As the Mindy Kaling movie becomes the latest to fizzle in theaters, a confluence of forces, including the streaming services, push into the arena and the studios shift to genres that reap billions worldwide, puts the future of funny films in question. Comedy lovers, not to mention fans of Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling, took succor in early June from the promising limited opening of Late Night. The picture, which Amazon Studios acquired at Sundance for a reported $13 million, debuted the weekend of June 7th to a per-screen average of $62,000, second only to Marvel's Avengers Endgame. A week later, the picture fizzled when it went wide, earning only $5 million or $2,000 per screen. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. The hope that crazy rich Asians would single-handedly revive comedy has been dashed, with none able to gross over $100 million domestically. Okay, here's the point. People's attitudes, especially in California, are really swinging away from anything that is Hollywood, in my opinion. Anything that is radicalized Hollywood. So, in other words, there is a shape-shifting going on, not only in Hollywood and Los Angeles, but all throughout California and New California. We've seen this. We've seen this trend coming as New Californians. Now it's a little bit, long in the tooth on some people, but the shape-shifting that's happening generally is starting to appear. And that's why I said last night I had some very interesting conversations about the Trump watch thing and stuff like that. But I also had an opportunity to talk to somebody, by extension to the Trump campaign, that was very much in the Hollywood scene. And it was very interesting what they were saying about down in Hollywood, what's happening, and that people are becoming less concerned about their conservative natures than before. And that seems to have some people not happy. Like executives in Hollywood. They're not happy that all of a sudden, and that's why I go to this thing about The Rock, which I thought was timely. This is on Drudge. It says, The Rock, I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Now we're seeing more and more and more and more of this in the movie business. In other words, there's shaping towards conservatism. That's what Donald Trump has brought. Will it save Hollywood from the depths of depravity? Probably not. Is it a start? I believe it is. He says in his article here, it says, Dwayne The Rock Johnson gives moving speech at MTV Awards. I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Says, the actor and professional wrestler took it upon himself to bestow a bit of advice upon the world in the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards while accepting the Generation Award honor. Before gracing the stage, host Zachary Levi introduced the former University of Miami football star by highlighting a number of his lifetime achievements before showing a montage of Johnson's more memorable moments from the big screen and television. It was then that Johnson danced his way onto the stage by way of a Samoan pride number of Queen's We Will Rock You. Thank you, he said. First of all, I want to thank the dancers and the choreographers, Dave Scott, John Silva, and give it up for them, my boys. Thank you for MTV. Johnson began before shouting out the leading ladies in his life. I also want to thank my family and so on. Then he says, I'm going to do it my way. And he is. As many conservatives are starting to show their stripes in Hollywood, and it's working.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Talking about The Rock. The Rock Johnson. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. MTV Awards. He's going to do it his way about Hollywood. Which it seems there is a big trend in Hollywood towards conservatism. Shaking up the troops, maybe. That sort of thing. But I just kind of think it's interesting. And the acceptance of the awards is... This is some of the comments that they have here. I'm really parsing it out here, but I'll get to the meat of the issue here. This is what he says. When I first got to Hollywood, they didn't know what the hell to do with me. I was mean. I was this half black, half Samoan, 6'4", 275 pro wrestler. I was told at the time, well, you got to be a certain way. That's right. That's all of that. You got to drop down some weight. You've got to be somebody different. You got to stop working out. Stop doing the things that I love. You got to stop calling yourself The Rock. I didn't like that too much. He didn't like it too much. He says, and for years I actually bought into it because you think, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I was miserable doing that. So I made a choice. And the choice was I was wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Hollywood was going to conform to me. There you go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.